It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. There's a new generation of conservatives in Wisconsin who pushed college campuses to the right in last November's presidential election. Now they say they're working to keep that momentum going, even as they grieve the death of Charlie Kirk, one of their movement's most prominent voices. Rich Kramer reports.
On a warm October night, around a dozen members of the University of Wisconsin-River Falls College Republicans gather around a large table in a small student center conference room. With an image of President Donald Trump projected on a screen behind them, they take turns sharing what their first executive orders would be if elected president.
I'd like to make housing cheaper for first-time home buyers.
I would make the United States official recognition of only two genders. No more, no less.
My name's Caden, and my first executive order will be to have no pineapple on pizza.
Oh, get out of town.
The group discusses a wide range of topics, from the Trump administration's recent guidance on Tylenol to the federal government shutdown, which had just started. For these 20-something conservatives, Trump is the Republican Party. The group's Nick Jacobs, who also chairs the Wisconsin Federation of College Republicans, says Gen Z likes Trump's style, and he doesn't see them voting for someone like Mitt Romney again.
We enjoy saying it how it is. We enjoy being sort of open and maybe a bit brash and not trying to dance around the difficult questions and just answering them.
Another major force behind the young conservative movement that coincided with Trump's takeover of the Republican Party is a group called Turning Point USA. The River Falls students were holding their first meeting since the nonprofit's founder, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated.
Did anyone watch the memorial service for Charlie Kirk?
I watched part of it.
Yeah.
I'm still working through it.
I know, yeah.
It was incredible.
Kirk was a leading voice for Gen Z conservatives who organized on college campuses across the country since 2012. River Falls senior Issa Blatt says Kirk had a huge impact on her as she transitioned from her center-left phase sophomore year.
Charlie was a larger-than-life man, and I felt like really strongly connected to him and the movement, just fighting for the basic principles of America, fighting for freedom, freedom of expression.
There are numbers to back up this rightward shift in young people. Marquette University Law School researcher John Johnson saw it in November election results from voting wards next to several Wisconsin colleges.
And it was about 4 percentage points more in the wards closest to the major college campuses in the state. So it's real, and it's happening among college students as well as non-college students.
Among Democrats, there are differing opinions on what that all means. UW-Whitewater senior and head of College Democrats of Wisconsin, Evelyn Schmidt, says the party's data shows they added youth votes for Democrats and helped re-elect Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin.
And so that tells me, like, we did our job. The problem was, right, was that the Republicans mobilized people who wouldn't usually vote and would just stay home.
But longtime Democratic consultant Joe Sapecki says the Democratic Party is partly to blame for losing these voters. He says Trump and groups like Turning Point have successfully exploited what he calls grievance politics to connect with young men.
And it cost the Democratic Party in 2024 when we came up short in all of the battleground states.
Whether that shift transfers into next year's midterm elections is a big question. Most Republicans running statewide have struggled when Trump isn't on the ballot.
You ready for a new governor in Wisconsin?
When Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany launched his campaign for governor in late September, he was joined at the event by Blatt and Jacobs from UW-River Falls.
It will be very interesting in 2026 to see the turnout we get on college campuses. I can guarantee you I will be on the college campuses around the state of Wisconsin.
Tiffany says people his age didn't fully appreciate Kirk's influence before he was killed. Since Kirk's death, Turning Point says the number of high school and college chapters has more than doubled. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.